Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And welcome to St. John Lutheran Church for this, the celebration of our Lord's Nativity. And in honor of the Nativity of our Lord, would the congregation please stand for the processional hymn.
Confess our sins unto God our Father,
beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mercy, Christ have mercy, Christ have mercy.
Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son"? Today I have begotten you. Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the Holy Gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, he was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Proceeded now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thank you.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Was it all a dream? Did it actually happen? Your team won the big championship after a long, hard-fought season. You graduated with your dream career in reach. All of the months planning led up to the most wonderful rehearsal dinner, wedding ceremony, and reception that you could have hoped for. Your dream vacation has come and gone. The most euphoric moments in this life can seem like a dream when they have come and gone. Traumatic events can be the same. That big storm that ripped through the town in the dark of night. Your child finally born in the wee hours of the morning only to be rushed to the NICU. You had to rush your spouse to the ER in the dark of night. Did not see home again till the next morning. All of those events in life can seem surreal, leaving us wondering if they really happened. Was it all simply a dream? Of course, those events did happen. But that does not take away the strange feeling that we get as a result. Mary and Joseph had a long, long night, figuring that the angels did not waste any time after the Lord Jesus was born into this world to make their appearance to the shepherds out in the fields, we can conclude Jesus was born in the dark of night as well. Exhaustion would fall upon Mary and Joseph and Jesus as they all did their best to make adjustments to this new way of life they were experiencing. Shepherds visiting and then reporting the news of the angels aroused them from their initial slumber. A few hours later, the morning light would bring them back to a sense of consciousness. Was it all a dream? Did it all really happen? No, it was not a dream, and yes, it did happen, but still, the feeling was there. Morning light revealed the reality of the birth of the Lord Jesus. And yes, those shepherds had come in from the fields nearby and they had fallen down to worship at the manger of Jesus. Yes, the Christ child was theirs to raise as their son. And yes, the Son of God was now Son of Man in human, mortal flesh and blood, the one Lord Jesus. There he was, maker of the universe, confined in human flesh, asleep in a manger on a bed of hay. Some 33 years later, morning light would reveal yet another most important truth and reality. The women would make haste to get to the tomb of Jesus early on that Sunday morning, the first day of the week. They would be the first to discover that the tomb of Jesus was empty. And they would go and they would proclaim the truth made known to them by angels as well on that most holy day. That day it was Christ the Savior is risen, for the morning light reveals amazing truth. Mary and Joseph would watch as their little boy Jesus grew up. They would take him on to the temple each and every year for the Passover celebrations. And after Joseph's apparent death, Mary would continue to guide her son Jesus in the way of the true faith, the promises of Yahweh God made throughout the Old Testament. She, too, would learn with many others the truth of her own dear son. By his teachings with authority, with his power shown in great miracles, Mary would grow to know the glory of Jesus. He was the fullness
of God's great glory. And Jesus' beloved disciple wrote those words as such. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And the author of Hebrews would powerfully write a similar truth. For Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Even as a baby, lying in a manger, this was truth for Jesus. The faithful from the past believe this about the long-promised Messiah. And the followers of Jesus clung to that truth too. Now we are blessed with that same faith, that same reality, that same truth. The glory of Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, is unlike any other. Hebrews strongly contrasts the glory of Jesus with that of the holy angels, just to make sure no one confuses the two. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Never did God say to any of the holy angels, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And all of the angels in Bethlehem that night were there to worship Jesus, the Son of God, not another angel. Thus, Jesus stands apart as the only true God in the flesh. He is the perfect image of the Father, as he himself declares it to be so, as he and the Father are one. Jesus is the source of the good news that is proclaimed into all the world, the very reason for peace with God. He is the publisher of salvation, the giver of true happiness. Jesus is the reason for all to break forth together in singing. For Yahweh has come and comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. Jesus is the comfort for all the world, for he is the redeemer of all mankind. The one true God has bared his holy arm of power in the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the ends of the earth see the salvation of God in Christ Jesus, his only begotten Son. Jesus is the reason that the psalmist can say that to Yahweh a new song is to be sung. God has done marvelous things through the birth of Jesus Christ into this world. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. The birth of Jesus Christ, as we are doing now, is so great a reason to celebrate, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to take the good news out into all the earth. For Jesus Christ is the Savior, not just of those who believe, but of all the world. For Jesus is the one who grew to be a man, living perfectly before God on behalf of us all. Jesus is the one who laid down his life on the altar of the cross for us, to win for us salvation. And he is the one who rose again from the dead and ascended back to the right hand, the seat of power, there with the Father. And we have seen his glory. Not quite the same as John did firsthand, but through the truth of God's holy word preserved for us and present here with us in our midst. And for now, the radiance and the glory of Jesus Christ is hidden as it was at his birth. The fullness of the deity was pleased to dwell within the Lord Jesus. similar to Moses from the Old Testament, shining forth the glory of God, kept his face veiled so as to protect God's chosen people. And Jesus, the true manifestation of God's glory in this world, veiled himself in our flesh so that we could still see God and live. Christ Jesus continues to hide and contain his radiance and his glory in plain sight. For he has poured himself into his holy word, the scriptures, the Bible. It is living and it is active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And Jesus has taken his spoken word and he has attached it to the waters of holy baptism, where there he first claims sinners to be his own, granting them real forgiveness of all their sin. And on the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus combined his word once again with bread and with wine, declaring those humble means, those staples of all humanity, to be his body and his blood in that sacrament. Hiding in the plain sight of faith, the Lord Jesus comes here to his people with all of his radiance and all of his glory. For the Lord Jesus Christ, the radiance and the glory of God was laid first in a manger, the feeding trough for animals, as the source of all life for all of eternity, whose flesh we eat and whose blood we drink. The Lord Jesus lays himself in the manger of bread and of wine. It is there that we come and we feast upon Christ and receive the gift of everlasting life. And now, Christ the Lord has deigned to dwell here in us, hiding his radiance and his glory in those who believe in him as his holy temple. The Ark of the Covenant was his dwelling place. The tabernacle and the temple were also his dwelling places. The means of grace are his dwelling places. And now you are his dwelling place, containing the radiance and the glory of Christ Jesus. For you are sinners fully redeemed by the blood of Christ, with your salvation secured for his great kingdom, with his glory and his radiance shining forth through you. And that radiance and that glory of Christ will burst forth yet again on the last day, when all will see him as he truly is, the Word made flesh, coming down out of heaven, bearing the name that is above every name. And this life, for us, will seem like a dream when we dwell in the eternal reign and kingdom of God, our Heavenly Father, with Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. This life is not a dream, for this is all real, happening now. Christ the Lord coming to you here in word and in sacrament for the forgiveness of sins, for eternal life, for salvation now and forevermore. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated now as the tithes and offerings are collected.
We stand now for the service of the sacrament as found on page 194 in the hymn.
The Lord be with you.
Deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace. peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We stand together to sing the first verse for our post-communion canticle.
Unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
We do remain standing for the singing of our recessional hymn, but we do give a special thanks for Eli Beadle playing on the organ, all of our instrumentalists and our soloists that have been here this morning. As we have concluded now our Christmas celebrations, if you would like to take poinsettias home with you, you are certainly welcome to do so. We sing now our recessional hymn.